Jimmy McCrimmon.
Who are you?
My name's Moran. Ord's Chief Moran.
Ah, well, nice to meet you, but
Where's the doctor? Where is he?
I told your friend yesterday, I don't know.
Who is he?
What do you mean, who is he?
You're human, we know that. We're not sure about the doctor.
Well, I can't help you there.
None of us have seen him yet. What does he need you for?
Friends.
How much does he pay you?
Pay?
To betray your own species must be a lot of money.
We don't work like that.
Tell me then, how do you work?
Whoever we like.
What's his agenda?
His what?
He wants to drive humanity out of this sector of space, is that it?
No.
What then?
He saw what you do to the people here.
The Unkelt.
Aye, we all saw it.
Really? You're claiming you're fools rather than saboteurs. Not sure I believe you.
Not sure I care what you believe.
If you mean that, if you really think you're doing the right thing, then, well, I'm sorry to break it to you, but the doctor's been lying.
You'd not say that if you'd met him.
Oh, I'll gladly meet him. Just tell me where he is. Tell me! What?
You're worried. You know the doctor's going to win.
We're taking him seriously as a threat.
Oh, he'll win, though. Take it from me, he always does.
He's only one person.
Ah, and there's Zoe and me.
Three people against 600 of us at this compound and the 200 reinforcements we've already called in from Sector Central.
Made quite a difference, though, haven't we? Is it, 80 years you lot have been here?
89.
And you'd never had any trouble until now.
That's not true. There have been incidents. Uprisings. About once every generation. Their generations, not ours. When they've forgotten what happened last time.
Oh, aye. And you're pleased with yourself, aren't you?
We've sacrificed our own freedom for this. To protect everyone else.
Who's everyone else?
Everyone. You really don't know. I suppose the Unkelt won't have told you.
Why do you say it like that?
You can't talk to them. Their language has defied every attempt to decipher it. It's just not sophisticated.
I talked to one of them for hours. Good old chat we had.
What did you talk about?
Well, we started off talking about their god and how great he is. They always want to talk about that, but once I got him into other things, we mostly talked about lasses.
Now I know you're lying.
According to you, everyone's lying. The doctor, me, the Unkelt.
I don't understand why you trust them and not us.
Because of what I've seen you doing, and another
that's
thing
necessary
that's...
work.
And because the doctor trusts them.
And you do what he says?
No. He always gets the right side.
Always? Do this sort of thing a lot, do you?
Maybe.
He's got the wrong side this time. I think we need to talk to the doctor. Perhaps he's misinterpreted what's happening.
Aye. Misinterpreted all that muddering.
We'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Make sure he knows the facts.
We've seen all the facts we need. They don't do a thing to you and you take them out and kill them. You're not telling
me... We need to keep their population down. We're being as humane as we can. We could have just killed them all. That would have been easier.
Oh, aye. And because you didn't, that makes you as nice as pie.
We could have scorched the whole surface of this planet, but that's not our policy. The Unkelt have a right to live, just...
Just not all of them? It's their planet.
Yes, but they wouldn't stop there. They'd take it back and then they'd leave. And they'd take over every planet they could find, killing everyone they could find.
What?
Yes, they seem harmless, don't they? Quiet, devoutly religious people. One of the quietest primitive societies we've encountered, in fact. But they're like that because we keep them that way.
By killing them? Keeping them in line with fear?
No, no. They gain strength in numbers. If the population rose above a certain level, you'd see what I've just described.
How do you know?
It happened to our first wave of colonists here. We sent survey teams down to about 50 planets. This place was teeming with Unkelt. Before the crew knew what had hit them, the Unkelt swarmed the ship, learned to control it, and left the planet.
Just like that? I thought they were stupid.
They threatened the crew and made them demonstrate how to fly the ship. When they learned, they killed the crew.
How? They've no weapons.
They beat the crew to death. They're stronger than they look and unstoppable when they get going. Then they found the next planet, the next survey team, killed them, found their ship, went for the next place, and so on and so on.
But you stopped it.
Just in time. If we hadn't got there when we did, this entire sector would be a no-go area.
So why do they do this? According to you, anyhow.
Blind instinct. It's not even their fault. They can't control it. And if you keep helping them, it'll happen all over again. Don't just take my word for it. Look here.
What is it?
The truth about the Unheld. Historical record. I've disabled all comms on this pad link, so don't try to access any other systems or applications. It won't work.
I might need a wee while to read this. The doctor's been teaching me when he gets a chance, but I'm not as quick as him.
Teaching you?
To read.
I've got time. No.
What? What happened there?
Not you again.
How have we swapped places?
I've told you everything I know.
I'm even wearing your uniform.
Please, I don't know.
This is a canny wee trick, but I'm on to you. You're just trying to confuse me, make me say something.
Why are you doing this? What? Are you trying to make me think the rest was all a dream?
Me? You're the one who's playing games.
I just wish you'd get on with it.
Now look. You know how I can tell this isn't real? Because if it was, you wouldn't have given me a real gun, would you?
No. No, you wouldn't.
You can pretend to be scared all you like, but you know as well as I do, this couldn't kill a... All right, I see. Come on, you can get up now. I know you're not... I mean, it was clever. It was clever how you rigged the gun to look like it was... Moran. Come on. Moran! Oh, no. What? How can...
What's the matter?
But I killed you. I saw it.
You killed me.
But you're not...
Dead, no.
I was wearing a uniform, and you were the prisoner. I must have fallen asleep.
What, in the last 30 seconds?
Oh, or maybe I just... I don't know.
Just get on with reading that stuff.
All right.
I'm busy. Give me the pad link back.
Oh, you could say please.
I know I could. Give it back.
Here.
Thanks.
What's the problem?
And there's no problem. I'm just supposed to be on security drills today. I've told them to get someone else to do it. And now I'm telling them again. I've set up new protocols, so if your friend the doctor's planning on getting in the way...
I don't know what he's planning. I never do.
You should never have got in at all. Just negligence, we think, but the member of staff responsible has been severely reprimanded anyway.
I'm sure.
We don't like doing it, but we can't afford to make mistakes. I'll disable the comms on this and you can finish reading.
Don't bother.
You should make an informed decision.
I looked. It says everything you said, but says it in a longer way.
Well, yes, because what I said is true.
Or because you're willing to put a lot of work into convincing me to go against the Unheld. You could have made all that stuff up.
I wish the dead could hear you say that.
Look, if it's true, I'm very sorry. But how do I know you didn't make it up? I know you think I'm not so clever.
You're clever enough to get in here. I'm not trying to trick you. This is all far less elaborate than you think it is. Ah, there's the food I ordered for you.
Why?
Because I thought you might be hungry. Eat up.
But all this you say about the Unheld, I can't see it happening. They're not like that.
Not like that?
They're not. You can't even get them to fight by insulting their religion. I tried. Just to see what would happen, you know.
I told you, they're different in small groups. When there are more of them, the instinct takes over. If there are enough, they become... rabid.
Why, though?
We're studying that. If we can come up with a way of blocking it, we can leave.
And you want to leave, do you?
If it hadn't been for this, we'd have left years ago. There's nothing else to stay for. Planet's a dump.
Oh, well, I like it. Looks a bit like where I come from, you know.
No, you're welcome to it. We're not here for fun or money or because there's anything here we want. We're just here to tackle the Unheld problem. You should think about that.
Why?
Because what have we got to gain by lying?
I'll work it out.
Then you'll be here a long time. I can offer you a way out, though.
Moran?
No, I'm not Moran. I'm just speaking through him.
Is this another trick?
No. Can I talk to the doctor, please?
It is a trick. I told you, I don't know where he is.
I'm not asking you where he is. I just want to talk to him. I can allow him to talk through you just as I'm talking through this man here. The emotional connection is strong enough to do the job. It won't give away his physical location.
How do I do it?
Think of him, and I'll bring him to us via the psychic plane.
The what?
Ah, I can see him now. Thank you.
No, wait! Who are you?
My name is Side.
What have you done with Jamie?
I haven't done anything. I'm not really here, any more than you are. But your friend has been captured by the humans.
Oh dear. We did suspect as much. Grim little cell you've got him in. And as for the food...
They're under-resourced, I'm afraid. Not a lot of enthusiasm for this war on their side.
And even less on the other side, I can assure you. What have you got to do with this?
Oh, I'm just an interested observer.
I used to be one of those.
At the moment, I'm particularly interested in your companion.
Leave Jamie alone.
I'm going to leave him alone. In a moment. But I'm going to leave him with a way out.
A door?
Yes, a door. A door that only he can see, but it'll work for him if he can open it.
Oh, and how does he open it?
Jamie simply has to put this sequence of events in order.
What sequence?
Jamie is currently experiencing a series of encounters with the stout young officer I'm speaking through now. But Jamie's experiencing them out of chronological sequence. If he puts them in order, he'll have a code. The code will unlock the door. Jamie can count, can't he?
Yes, he can count.
Well, he only needs to be able to count up to 10 anyway. 10 discrete episodes, if you like.
Why are you telling me instead of him?
I'm telling you both. He can hear this. Mr. Moran won't remember any of this, though.
And what if Jamie fails?
Oh, ye of little faith.
What if he fails?
He will join me.
What if he doesn't want to?
What he'll want to do won't come into him.
No, wait!
Wait for what?
Oh!
What are you talking about?
Sorry, I thought you said something else. Hey, look at this!
Look at what?
You mean you can't see? Nothing.
Look at what?
Nothing. How many times have we met?
What?
How many times?
We've never met before today.
So there's the one earlier and then now.
Are you delirious?
But one day I end up where you are and then I use the gun, but does that really happen?
I think you need to finish that food.
No, wait! This could be important!
Of course it's important. I don't interrogate people for fun. You.
Oh, we're back here again.
I knew they'd send you in to talk to me. Or perhaps you've just come here to gloat.
But I've not killed you yet.
Why, is that the plan?
There isn't a plan. And even if there is, I have no part in it. 1, 3... This must be 4, and 2 goes last because... Well, because...
What?
Nothing. Right, I need you to tell me what happened.
When?
Before we change places. How come you're in here and I'm wearing this now?
You're asking me?
Aye, I'm asking you. And unless you want me to use this...
All right. Got to go through it again for the record, have I? Hoping I'll let something slip, are you?
If you like. Just get on with it.
They blamed me for letting them in.
Who's them? The young held?
Of course. When they attacked...
They attacked. And they got inside.
I didn't do it on purpose. Why would I?
I don't know.
You told them I did, didn't you?
No.
Then why do they
think... I don't know.
And how did you convince them to let you join the ranks? A few days ago,
they... I didn't... What, to join the ranks?
No, you're here to infiltrate us. This is what you came here to do.
I came here to install the Doctor's wee gadget in your... the big mass thing with all the dishes on it.
Maybe that was only part of your plan. Maybe you wanted to get caught and it had to look convincing so we wouldn't suspect anything.
Look, the Doctor would never give me a job like that to do.
It's a trap! Do something before it's too late! He's taking the whole thing apart from the inside!
Oh, for pity's sake, just come back, sit down and tell me what happened!
You idiot, for crying out loud!
Come on!
All right. Where do you want me to take it from?
You said the Unhealth got in.
Yes, of course.
And then what did they do?
You don't remember, do you? Did they do something to you?
No. I don't know.
Oh, now I see.
What?
You don't trust your new comrades, do you?
Answer the questions.
They're recording this, though. They'll know you don't trust them.
They can know whatever they like. I'm my own... So, you say we were under attack by the Ungheld.
Who else?
And you say they blamed you.
I set up the new security protocols. Everyone's terrified that if they got in once, they can get in again. There's talk of people bailing, isn't there?
Is there?
Yeah, commandeering a ship and getting off this planet. Sterilize it from orbit. Mutiny, basically. The Ungheld just seem to get in so easily. Like they could have done it any time.
Maybe they could.
That's why everyone wants to believe someone let them in on purpose.
You?
Me.
That's daft.
Well, yeah, I think so. But if the guy who did it is in here...
Everyone can rest easy thinking it's not going to happen again.
Right. So you don't believe I did it?
Well, not after how you carry on about the Ungheld. If you didn't believe that, you're a good actor.
Well, shame you took an attack to bring you on side.
Who says I'm on side?
The uniform?
I haven't made up my mind about the Ungheld.
You'd made up your mind when we were holed up in here and they were hammering away at the door. You were as scared as I was. Until then, you really did trust the doctor was right, didn't you?
What do you mean, until then?
You still think so? You admit it? They'll hear this.
I don't care. The doctor's never let me down before.
But the doctor's plan, pulling the pockets of resistance together, that's exactly what caused the attack. We're lucky we stopped it when we did. Well, we're lucky you stopped it.
I stopped it?
Yes, you stopped it, and everyone's very grateful. Credit where it's due. I'd be dead if it wasn't for you.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
But you must know that. They don't usually let ex-prisoners join the ranks. After what you did, the higher-ups obviously decided we needed you.
I see.
You can't have been walking around out there and not known this. What did they tell you?
None of your business.
Watch out. You can't trust them. Look at what they've done to me. Look how they left us to die.
I wish I could talk to the doctor.
Still hasn't shown his face? Doesn't want to risk giving the game away, I suppose.
He knows.
I can talk to him for you, if you like.
How did I end up here, wearing this uniform?
Search me.
You know, I can see it in your face. That's the same look the doctor gives people when he's pretending he hasn't a clue.
I'm not concerned with what happens outside this cell, just what goes on between the two of you.
But wait, if I'm in charge, I'm free. I could walk out now. I don't need to do any of this.
You could walk out, but you're not free. If you walked out now, you'd just be bounced back to another point in the sequence.
Oh. But all these things are in my future.
Yes.
But the future's not fixed. So ending up here, working for them, killing Moran, by accident, mind, is this what happens to me if I don't get out? Or is it what happens to me if I do?
I don't know. Ow! Have you been beating this poor chap up?
It was like that when I got here.
Maybe you'll do that later.
That's impossible.
I knew you'd rush to defend him if I left the channel open.
Jamie's not like that.
When you found him, he was in the middle of a war. He was born and bred to be like that.
Yeah, he was very young, and he's changed.
Oh, so you've been a good influence on him.
Well, I tried to set an example, but...
Civilizing the savages.
No, Jamie's a friend. Probably the most reliable friend I've had.
Oh, how touching. I wonder what you'd say if he wasn't listening.
The same, of course.
It would be a terrible shame if you turned out to be wrong.
About him?
No, about the Ungheld. You've seen how much Jamie trusts your judgment. Here alone, he's put his life on the line for you, on the basic assumption that you've got this right.
I trust my judgment too. I couldn't ask people to do things like this if I didn't.
But if you turned out to be wrong...
I'd admit it, and I'd make amends immediately.
But you might be too late to stop your friend. Your best friend, apparently. From putting on the uniform of the enemy.
What?
Look down. See for yourself.
Why is he wearing this?
I don't know. But I'm sure all will be revealed.
I have got this right.
You simply blundered in. You took the situation at face value.
I observe. The evidence is there if you know what to look for.
Mr. Moran and the humans say the Unheld change when they get into large groups. They act entirely differently, and you've been actively trying to put them into larger groups.
I'm using my experience
But what if this is something utterly new, outside your experience? You're not that old, Doctor, and it's a big universe. There's a lot you've never seen.
The conditions the Unheld were living under, I had to help them.
Well, perhaps that's your tragic flaw. Do give it some thought, won't you?
Wait. This can't be right. Jamie being here, wearing this uniform. You've done this!
I've done nothing of the sort. It's up to Jamie to make sense of the sequence of events. Let him get on with it. I'm starting to wonder if the Doctor even exists.
What?
I've never seen him. I don't think I know anyone who has. Maybe you just made him up.
Ugh, you're just being stupid now.
So, the Doctor.
Ugh, we're back to this again.
And we'll keep coming back to it until...
How many times have we done this?
Never mind that.
Where did this piece of chalk come from?
I just gave it to you a minute ago.
Oh, aye. Well, thanks.
All this confusion. The medical report didn't show up any drugs or disorders. I think you're putting it on.
Do you really?
You're acting confused in the hope I'll decide it's not worth questioning you because you're too unreliable.
Now, this is number 5.
You can do that later.
I need to do it while I remember.
If you tell us where the Doctor is, you could do it at your leisure. You could even do it in a more comfortable room than this one.
Won't take long. One must be first, and two must be last.
Finished?
Aye.
Right, we need to discuss... What now?
Oh, no!
This'll have to wait.
What's the matter?
Door won't open. Gail, I'm in cell 4 with McCrimmon. The door's locked down. What's going on out there? Gail!
They've left us both to die.
What did you say?
You're the one who said it.
When?
You haven't yet, but you will.
What's that?
It's happening.
Is this something to do with you?
No!
You blatantly know something about it. Tell me.
I don't know anything. Nothing I can trust anyway.
Anything you know, you better tell me, right? Good Lord, what? It's them, isn't it?
I don't know.
It's the Unheld. They've come for you. I'll be back soon.
No! Don't open the door! Whatever you do, don't open the door!
What's the matter?
Oh. I must have shifted again.
What did you think was going to come through the door?
Nothing, it's fine. I made a mistake.
What did you expect to see out there? Are you planning something?
No. So we're before what happened. Where's that chalk?
What chalk?
No chalk. Oh, I'll have to remember the sequence then. Zoe would have been much better at this than me.
Ah, yes, your other accomplice.
This is number 6. 1, 3, 6, 5, 4, 2. 1, 3, 6, 5, 4, 2. Can I have a piece of chalk, please?
Chalk?
Aye, chalk. Come on, I know you've got some.
We've got something very like chalk in amongst our mineral samples. I request a piece.
Agreed.
But I want information first.
I've told you, I don't know where the Doctor is.
Maybe some more about your operation, then.
It's not an operation.
Where's the Doctor from?
I don't know.
Who are your associates?
Just the Doctor and Zoe.
But who do you work for, or with?
Nobody.
You're not seriously telling me.
It's just the three of us.
You made Planetfall here with a three-man crew. Right. You must have outside support. Buying or hiring a craft for that kind of trip costs a fortune.
We came in the TARDIS.
You mentioned it before. What's its registration?
I don't even know what that means. It belongs to the Doctor.
Where did you get it?
I don't know.
Didn't it occur to you to ask? If you want this
job... I have asked, but he just changes the subject.
And why might that be, I wonder?
He always says it's not important.
Maybe he stole it.
No! The Doctor wouldn't have stolen it. I think he built it himself.
Or on his own. That would have taken him... Well, I don't even know how long it would take you to build a deep space vehicle on your own.
I'll laugh away. If anyone can do it, the Doctor can.
What resources do you have access to?
What do you mean?
Money, fuel, weapons.
Well, I've hardly ever seen the Doctor use money. The TARDIS gives us everything we need. It's got a food machine and what was the other one?
Weapons.
No weapons.
That's ridiculous.
The Doctor doesn't like them. He doesn't even like me using my duck to threaten people.
You're serious?
Aye.
I don't buy it.
I'm not trying to sell it.
If you really don't know this stuff, he's definitely keeping things from you.
So what if he is? It's his business where he comes from and where he got the TARDIS.
If it's nothing bad, then why not tell you? Doesn't it make you wonder about his background and his motivations? Nobody just goes around randomly tackling other people's problems.
He does.
Or he's got a bigger agenda you don't know about. How do you know he's not somebody else's agent?
You've not met the Doctor. The day I see him taking orders from anyone, well, that's the day I'll start to worry.
Maybe he never lets you see it.
No. No, I see what you're doing. You're trying to make me unsure about the Doctor. This is what sets up the future.
I don't quite follow.
The future, where I'm the one in the uniform and you're the one in the cell, trying to get me working against the Doctor.
Why would I want to set up a future where I'm in the cell?
Well, maybe it's not you. Maybe we're both being set up. Pawns in someone else's game. Someone wants me to lose my faith in the Doctor. That's why they're making you say those things.
Nobody's making me say anything.
Well, it won't work. All right?
You say that, but then how do you end up in the uniform?
You.
I suppose there might be another reason you put it on, such as...
Spying for the Doctor? Working on the inside?
And maybe the Doctor needed you to kill Moran.
That was an accident. I thought the gun wasn't
loaded. I'm sure it seemed like an accident to you. The Doctor would make sure of that.
I would never make Jamie my assassin. What do you think I am?
I suppose you tend to avoid that sort of thing.
Of course I do.
And then, fortuitously enough, it often happens anyway. You tell people not to kill, but they still do it, and in the process it helps whatever you're trying to achieve, so you get to take a stand against violence and reap the benefits.
I always try to prevent killing.
And I'm sure you always try your hardest.
I'm getting rather fed up with you.
Then Jamie had better hurry up and finish his puzzle, hadn't he? He's got it right so far, I can tell him that much.
Oh, how kind of you.
He's got four more to fit into the sequence, and then he can open the door.
Can't be that easy.
Why not? There's no secret to what we're doing. Can you say the same about the Doctor?
I still trust him.
Ah!
What's that?
Your chalk.
But you didn't believe me.
You still cooperated, so we keep our side of the bargain. Here.
I'm not an idiot, you know.
I never said you were.
I can make up my own mind.
Well, hurry up about it.
Oh, not this again.
Again? Has this happened to you before?
No, it's pointless.
So these are your friends. Do you fancy going out and joining them?
Do we even know it's them? We've not even seen who's out there yet.
Who else is it going to be?
Look, someone else might have landed.
We'd know about it if they had. Face it, these are the creatures you've been fighting to help. The ones you thought were benign and friendly. Your Doctor's made a serious mistake.
You said they'd come for me.
Maybe they have. Maybe I should hand you over to them.
Now, wait a minute.
Relax. I'm not going to do that. I doubt they'd let me live. But I see you're not sure either.
I'm not sure it's the Unheld.
You're not sure whether they're here to rescue you or to kill you before you tell us anything that might help us.
Why don't you stop telling me what I think and start thinking about what we're going to do? Do we just sit it out?
They'll last longer out there than we will in here.
Weapons? Have we got any?
No, I never carry weapons into the cell. What if you took it off me?
Aye, of course. I wish I'd thought of that.
There's nothing in here except a spoon, a bowl, and a piece of chalk.
Chalk? Aye. I should mark it up. 1, 3, 6, 5, 4, 2.
Good thought, not now.
Wait, let me think. 1, 3, 6, 5. 7, 4, 2. Right. 1, 3, 6, 5, 7, 4, 2.
But then, if we do sit tight, the others must come back.
You mean your people?
Yes, all our research and equipment is here, and our food. They're not just going to go off and live in the forest. Unless they're dead.
They're not dead.
How do you know?
Trust me, I know. But we can't rely on them coming back. They've abandoned us.
Well, these are the decisions people have to make when faced with this sort of menace.
We need to get out of here.
Genius! If there was another way out of here, I'd have used it by now.
There is another way out of here. You still can't see the other door, can you?
Other door?
It's here. Okay.
There's nothing there.
There is. You just can't see it.
What the hell is this now?
Look, I know it sounds mad, but it's the only way. I just have to finish the sequence.
What sequence?
Everything that's been happening in this room between me and you, I've been living it in the wrong order. I keep going forward and back. If I can work out what the right order is, I could put the code into that door and we can go.
The door isn't for him, it's for you.
Who says?
Those are the rules, I'm afraid.
Then shift us on so I can get on with it.
I'm afraid you're not done in here yet. That's gibberish, you've cracked.
Aye, under interrogation. It happens so I've heard. Hey, it's gone quiet.
They won't have given up. What have they got?
It can't be the Unghelt then, can it? They've got nothing that could threaten you. You've made sure of that.
Or maybe they found something here. Or maybe the doctor's given them something.
What was that?
Laser cutter. They're going to cut their way through.
Well, how long will it take?
If they knew what they were doing, about 3 minutes. They don't, so maybe 5 or 6. Not that it makes much difference, since we have no ideas.
Well, what about your gadget there?
This? Just a padlock.
Can you not do something with that?
Such as?
Oh, you've got my chalk with it. Can't you use it to get some weapons?
It's just a communicator and access point. There needs to be someone at the other end to deal with the request. And the place seems to be... Wait.
What?
I can use this to access some of the operational stuff.
Like what?
Atmosphere controls.
So you could make the rest of the place too cold or too hot for them? Dry them out that way?
Yes. Wait, no, there's no heating inside the cell.
Aye, I had noticed.
It's not external on any side, so it draws its heat from the immediate surroundings, so we'd only be making things worse for ourselves too.
Aye, and I bet they could stick it longer than us anyway.
In this frame of mind, they're capable of anything.
We must survive this. If all the other stuff's going to happen in the future...
Other stuff?
But maybe it only happens if I get out. If I don't... You said it's something I do that stops the Unghelt.
When did I say that?
You haven't, but you will. Have they got any weaknesses?
The Unghelt?
Aye.
So you accept it's them out there?
I'm looking for what'll work to get us out of this. Now, come on! Weaknesses!
We haven't found anything in particular, apart from keeping them separated, of course.
So you say they change when they're together. How close together do they have to be?
It's not my department. I'm security, not research.
What use are you, then?
Hang on.
They're going to be through that door in a few minutes. Come on, man, think.
Stupid, is it?
Oh, bit of breathing space. Is that chalk still in here?
I don't know.
Yes. So, 1, 3, 6, 5, 7, 4. This must come after the last time I was in the uniform. So, 8, 2. 1, 3, 6, 5, 7, 4, 8, 2. 1, 3, 6, 5, 7, 4, 8, 2. Right. Now, tell me more about the siege.
Again?
Aye, again.
Do they know you're harping on at me about this? Surely you're the only person who doesn't need to ask me what I was doing during the siege. Is this what you're meant to be doing with your time?
That's none of your business.
Can I request a new interrogator? Do I have that right? It's probably somewhere in the convention.
Look here, If you don't tell me what I need to know, we'll both be killed and this whole conversation will never happen.
What?
Well, it'll never have happened. I don't even know how to talk about all this. Just tell me how I saved us and saved this place.
I can't remember.
But you were there. If you can't tell me, how will I know what I'm supposed to do? I can't work it out on my own.
Why do you need to know?
I'm moving around in time. I told you that, didn't I? Has that happened yet?
I thought you were just rambling. You still are. You're losing it.
Look, you'll talk to me or...
Or what?
You don't want to know. Now, come on and talk. What happened?
I was unconscious. I don't remember it either. The last thing I remember is you saying something about how the Unhelt accumulate. When I woke up, you'd gone. So had the Unhelt. There was nobody around.
But it was definitely the Unhelt who attacked?
Of course! When my former comrades returned, they said they'd run into you out there.
So I must have got out. How come you went unconscious, though?
A head injury? I don't remember. The whole thing's a blank. I don't know what happened, and they haven't told me how you did it either.
So you got hit on the head hard. But we were in a sealed room. How did that happen?
Maybe you hit me.
Why would I hit you and then save you?
To make sure I couldn't remember what really happened. Maybe after I fell unconscious, you told the Unhelt to leave so you could take the credit.
Don't be daft, man.
Good way to infiltrate us, set up a threat, then save us from it.
Why would I need to infiltrate this place when they'd already overrun it?
I don't know, but I find it unlikely that you could find a way of dispersing the Unhelt in a matter of minutes when our research team have been trying to do that for years.
But I don't know what it was I did.
Why don't you ask them out there?
I can't. Just tell me.
I don't know.
What might it have been? Anything might help. Tell me.
I don't know.
Oh, you're right. How could I have worked it out in the time we had? Doesn't it make sense? Oh, the doctor could have done it. Doctor? Doctor, are you there?
Is he?
No, of course. I don't get help with this, but do I? When I left the siege, they were almost through. I must have worked out the solution by the time I got back. Come on, what might it be?
Well, the thinking at the moment is to do with feedback loops.
What does that mean?
Well, this is all just a theory, but the Unhelt seem to be somehow able to communicate psychically.
In their heads, I've seen it. They know how each other are feeling.
We think something unusual happens with fear. That particular emotion goes back slightly stronger, probably a survival thing.
Right. So one of them becomes afraid, and he makes the others afraid, and that comes back and makes him more afraid.
Yeah, it's amplified, and if there are enough of them around, it never gets a chance to dissipate.
But if you could block it somehow, stop them communicating.
They'd calm down.
So how could you block it?
Find whatever frequency they communicate on and swamp it.
The frequency?
You know, high and low frequencies, like musical notes.
Oh, right. So you're saying drown it out with a louder noise?
Right, but you'd have to know the frequency.
Well, could you just try different ones?
If you had enough time.
That must be how I did it.
Nobody's had a chance to test it yet.
What are they waiting for?
Well, test subjects and a suitable environment.
I think I'm about to get both. How could I make that kind of a noise with this padlock thing?
Oh, time's up.
I'm busy!
You're needed out there.
But you must help me.
You don't have a good reason for staying in here talking to me, so if anyone gets into trouble for this, it'll be you.
You could be killing yourself here, you know, if I don't work this out. All right, all right!
See you later.
Aye. For the last time.
Morning.
Again. Did you bring my chalk?
What chalk?
Right. So that's not happened yet. 1, 3, 6, 5, 7, 4, 8, 2. 3 definitely follows 1. So if I've not asked for chalk, then it's 1, 3, 9, 6, 5, 7, 4, 8, 2. Oh, I'll never remember this. I wish Zoe was here.
We could easily arrange that.
Do we have to go through all that again? More important things to do.
Not while you're in here, you haven't.
Only while I'm in here. I've got to fit it all together, haven't I? It's all got to make sense before I can go.
It's not making sense so far.
It's making too much sense. Me, turning against the Doctor, joining up with you lot.
You're saying you want to defect?
No, I don't want to. But it looks like when it happens, the Unhelp will be the ones behind that door, which means the Doctor's wrong, so... But do I really go against him?
You're asking me. If you want to, that's fine. Just tell me where he is.
Not yet. It must be something that's still to happen. The last thing.
Have they drugged you?
I don't know. Have they?
I'm going to check. They shouldn't have done that without telling me.
Wait! No, don't open the door. I still need more time.
What for?
I need you to show me on your pad thingy how to make the notes.
Notes?
You know, the musical notes, like a piper or a recorder.
I'll send in some more food and water. Eat it.
Wait! No!
I don't know!
I do! Give it here!
What?
I've got an idea. Do you want me to try it or not?
Take it!
Right. Oh, I'm no good with computers.
What are you looking for?
Music. How do I play music on this thing?
You're going to try and swamp their frequency?
Aye.
But it's never been tried.
But we're trying it now. Come on.
Here, let me. There.
What do I do with this?
Slide your finger up and down that line.
Make it louder. We'll just need to try every note till we get one right.
Done.
Right.
What are you waiting for? Do it before they come through.
But I don't know what it's going to do to them.
It can't be worse than what they're going to do to us. I'll do it.
No, you won't.
Give me that.
No.
Whoa!
You're right. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
He's all right. Well, I say all right. Anything that knocks you out is never totally all right. But he'll basically get back to normal.
So it's all falling into place.
How are you doing with the sequence?
Oh, I've got the sequence. Don't you worry about that.
And you've worked out how to deal with the Unhelp.
I've got an idea. But what will it do to them?
Try it and find out.
No.
No.
You've given me the way out. I can just leave.
No, you can't.
Why not? I've got the sequence.
But you haven't finished here. The final scene has to play out.
What? Hey, that's not fair.
Hurry, they'll be through that door any second.
When will it be finished?
I don't know, but if you don't finish it, they'll come in here and kill you.
Will they, though?
Yes.
Not if the Doctor was right.
Then you're going to do nothing.
Looks like it.
This is your last chance. You can stop this right now.
No.
You idiot! Do it now!
No! There's nobody there.
So I see.
Well,
what a relief that is.
There never was. The laser was set up to work by itself. The Unhelp never attacked, did they? So what's really been going on?
I think the humans have been playing a mind game with you.
Aye, maybe. Trying to make me turn against the Unhelp. I was supposed to think I'd saved this place. That's how they'd have turned me against them. Ugh, I knew it was too easy working out how to stop them.
That makes sense.
There's nobody out there. And the outer door's locked.
So my door is still your only way out.
Looks like it.
And it looks like it's ready for the combination.
Aye.
So what are you waiting for?
Read me the numbers off the wall, will you?
1, 3, 9, 6, 5, 7.
Aye. And then 10 goes after 7. Go on.
4, 8... 2.
Right. But how will that future happen now? I've seen through their trick.
There are other ways you could fulfill that future. Perhaps you could play along with the humans' plan. Act like it worked.
Work against them from the inside?
Yes. It can happen many different ways and still fit with what we know will happen.
You're right. 1, 3, 9, 6... 5, 7, 10.
Go on.
I reckon that's enough. Enter. That was the test all along, wasn't it? It was never to work out the combination. It was to see if I believed that the future was the future and I couldn't change it. If I'd have used all the numbers, I'd have walked out of here. but I'd not have been free.
Go on then, go.
You'd have made it so I ended up doing what you wanted me to do. Wanted me to think what happened in this room has to happen. It wasn't a test at all. You wanted to change me so you could use me. So who are you, really?
I don't have to tell you anything.
Quite right. You don't.
How did you get in here without my help?
Ah, well, you left the channel open. Facile little trick, once you know how to do it. I had hoped to be in time to help Jamie.
He did it without you.
Oh, good. Zoe's worked out who you are. You're the Unghelt's god.
How flattering.
Not a real god, of course. You've just latched onto them, like fifth-dimensional beings often do with undeveloped species. You need their belief to give you power. But you're afraid that if they grow too numerous and pool their resources, they'll develop too much and discover what you really are. So you've been using the humans to oppress them, slow their development.
They need me. I'm only saving them from themselves.
You do realize you've lost now. You fabricated the humans' history and made them believe the Unghelt were dangerous. You staged attacks like this to keep the humans on their toes. This wasn't a mind game for Jamie's benefit at all. The humans are hiding a mile away from here, convinced their base is overrun. And we're going to show all of that to the Unghelt. We're already on our way.
How will the Unghelt know it was me?
Oh, well, only you would have the power to do these things, wouldn't you? Ha-ha!
Just leave. You're no use to me anyway.
Let Moran go. Come on.
It's not over yet. Whatever the doctor says.
Mr. Moran!
What happened?
We're fine. Let's get out of here.
But you're the prisoner.
Not anymore. Neither are you. Come on. The way out's over here.
I'm David Richardson. I'm the producer of the Companion Chronicles. You've been listening to The Jigsaw War, and I've got with me Fraser Hines,
who
plays Jamie, Dominic Maffin, who plays Moran.
Hi.
Lisa Bowerman, who plays up. you're a director, aren't you?
I am.
And Fraser, you're back again.
Yes. I'd love it to be back as well with the Big Finish.
It's a bit of a different one for you, really, isn't it? Because it's all dialogue.
It is. Well, actually, it's been a kind of an easy Companions Chronicle because I haven't actually been talking just, you know, reams of pages. At least Dominic has been, I've been able to spar off Dominic and vice versa. Well, instead of just going, and Jamie leapt to here, he did this and there, he ran up the stairs and da-da-da, and the doctor came out of the room. No, it's been marvellous.
Did you get the script and go, oh, nice, fewer words?
Fewer Patrick words, ah!
And then you read it and you thought, what's this about?
Yes, I had to read it a couple of times. What's all this, you know? And then I realised it was the code to Jason's safe.
We'll explain who Jason is later.
There's nothing in there. I know we've spoken about this before, but you must like the fact that every time we bring you back, we find a different way to use your Second Doctor voice.
As I've always said before, I love, you know, when I say, oh good, Patrick's in it, you know, I don't think the Second Doctor thing, because I love, you know, I just always love doing him and playing with his voice, and I love his kind of inflections that sometimes, you know, you wouldn't, that's normally how you'd speak, but instead of Jamie, Jamie, the way he sort of lowers timbre.
Timbre.
No. Yes. You could never say, there's nothing wooden about Patrick.
We're now approaching 50 years of Doctor Who.
Yes.
Next year,
the big five. So I was only six when I did it. Good Lord, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, how does it feel being so closely associated with the series and it's coming up to this big anniversary, is it?
Oh, yes. I just can't believe it. Sometimes I just watch it. You know, and I watch the replays and the DVDs from the BBC, and it's just amazing. And sometimes I think, who is that? Oh, it's me, you know. And, but it's exciting, you know, for the next big 50th anniversary.
Well, I get to turn to Dominic now.
Yeah. Hello.
Who's our newcomer, your first big finish.
Yeah.
So what's it been like?
Oh, it's been great. I've loved it. I mean, I'm the opposite. I got the script and I thought, my God, that's a lot of words. But actually, it's been fantastic. I mean, it's been really nice. I haven't worked with Fraser before. We've just been, sparring backwards and forwards.
You just sort of gelled straight away, didn't we?
Yeah, it's been great. Yeah, really, yeah. Really good fun. Yeah.
You've kind of got a double deal on this one, because Lisa found you and we went, oh, he's really good. So we've got you next week as well for a Tom Baker story.
Yeah, yeah, no, I'm looking forward to that very much. Yeah, definitely, yeah. Yeah.
And, I mean, I should get you to explain the story.
Oh, blimey.
No, I'm not going to. Just pulling your leg.
I've only just done it.
But I'm going to ask you what I asked Fraser. I mean, did you look at it and sort of try and puzzle it all out in your head when you read it?
Yes, a bit. I mean, luckily, it is, you know, at the end, it does sort of pull all the pieces together anyway. So I think if anybody is slightly confused halfway through, it does kind of make sense at the end. But no, it's a very, very sort of densely woven story. It's quite hard to figure out, but it does come together. And it's very great.
And how have you gone about pitching your two characters? Because you're Moran and Syde as well, aren't you?
Yes. Well, I started off sort of thinking I was going to be a bit subtle about it, and that soon went out of the way.
So
we'll see. I think they're quite different.
And Lisa, tell us how you found Dominic.
Well, I've just, if you've been around in the business a few years, you do kind of know of actors. In fact, I was sort of aware of Dominic anyway, because we were at the same drama school just a couple of years apart. So he's always one of those actors that people know that I don't know. And you know, it's a bit like 6 degrees of separation. There's always somebody who knows somebody else. And funnily enough, Dominic's name came up on an email the other day, because I think he has a friend who's done a couple of these. And I thought, oh, yes, I know him. He's good. And then this part came up and I had a little list. And because literally your name had come up on this email, I thought, well, in that case, we'll give it a go. So here you are.
You are.
I'm very glad. And I do apologise about the broadness of Mr. Syde, which is my only note to Dominic today was George Sanders, to which the answer was, who? my answer was Shere Khan in Jungle Book. So I think you keyed into that beautifully.
Sound like Colonel Sanders.
As long as it wasn't Colonel Sanders, you're right. Let's not go there. But I'm absolutely delighted. You're talking about the structure of the play. I had initially been tempted to actually do it in the order of the code.
I did wonder if you might actually record it.
I was thinking of, but actually there's enough, there's only really a couple of scenes that link together in terms of back to back, and we soon kind of picked up the previous page and did it as a continuous piece of action. Mm. But you know, you've got to keep these actors on their toes.
So will the listeners be able to play it?
Now that's a good thing.
Two ways.
Yes, they absolutely can. And there was a very specific note on the front of the script from Eddie about the way that these tracks will work, and it will enable the listener to put it in any order they like, but also put it into the correct order, which they will find from the code at the end, which I think is rather wonderful. Mm. I like that.
I know when they were working on the script, they kept checking it through the order, in the sequential order.
I had to trust that everything was in order.
They were very close to checking it.
That's very good. I think that works very well. I think it makes a great theatrical device and makes it fun to listen to as well, I think.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to understanding it.
Oh, dear.
Right, that's it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, David. Thank you. Cheers.